The PSC motor component reference, a field reference on the permanent split capacitor PSC motor, how it uses a run capacitor, how to read horsepower slash voltage slash speed tap slash rotation off the nameplate, and how to size and replace one. From a launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A PSC permanent split capacitor motor is the simple, cheap, durable AC motor that has run blowers and condenser fans for decades. Permanent split capacitor means a run capacitor stays connected to the start winding all the time. There's no start switch, no start cap, no relay. The cap splits the phase permanently. You'll find PSC motors as belt drive and direct drive blowers, condenser fans, and small inducer slash draft motors. When you replace one, you match horsepower, voltage, RPM slash poles, frame and shaft, rotation, and the capacitor. This article covers reading those off the nameplate and picking the right replacement. How it works: a single-phase motor needs a phase-shifted second winding to know which way to spin and to run smoothly. The PSC motor gets that shift from a run capacitor wired in series with the auxiliary start winding, energized continuously. That gives modest starting torque and good, efficient running torque. The trade-off is low starting torque, which is why PSC motors are used where the load starts easy a fan, not where it starts hard. Speed taps. Many PSC blower motors have multiple windings tapped out as colored leads, typically high, medium, medium low, and low. Energizing a different tap changes the effective winding and the motor runs at a different speed slash torque. Only one speed lead is powered at a time. The unused speed leads are taped off, not grounded or tied together. In the field, read the nameplate. You need horsepower or watts, voltage, full load amps, RPM, number of speeds, rotation, frame slash diameter, and the required capacitor microf and voltage. Snap a photo before you pull it. The new one's plate may read differently and you want the original spec. Match horsepower. Common residential blower motors are 1/5, 1/4, 1/3, 1/2, and 3/4 HP. Condenser fan motors are often 1/8, 1/6, 1/4, or 1/3 HP. Don't undersize. A motor that's a hair small will run hot and trip on its thermal overload. Match voltage and RPM. 208/230 volts is typical for condensers and many blowers. 115 volts shows up on smaller motors. RPM is usually 825, 1075, or 1625, a function of pole count. A 1075 RPM motor and an 825 RPM motor are not interchangeable. The airflow and torque differ. Match rotation. Nameplate says CW or CCW, and importantly, viewed from which end, shaft end or lead end. Condenser fans and blowers are direction specific. Some replacement motors are reversible by swapping two leads. Read the wiring diagram on the motor. Match the capacitor. The PSC motor's run cap value is on the nameplate, e.g., 7.5 microf 370 volts. Use the specified value. A wrong cap value robs torque and overheats the motor. Match frame and shaft. Shaft diameter commonly 1/2. Shaft length and motor diameter slash frame have to fit the blower wheel slash fan blade and the mount. A 5/5/8 diameter motor is a common condenser fan size. Normal values and targets. Voltage: 115 volts or 208/230 volts single phase. RPM: 825, 1075, or 1625 are the common synchronous-ish speed 6-pole, 6-pole, 4-pole respectively at 60 Hz, minus slip. Run capacitor: typically 5 to 10 microf for condenser fans, 7.5 to 15 microf for blowers, at 370 volts or 440 volts. Always per the motor's nameplate. Winding resistance. Main winding reads a few ohms. The start slash aux winding reads higher. Both should be a sensible non-zero value to common, not open and not shorted to the case. Insulation to case should read essentially infinite megohms. A reading to ground means a grounded winding. Common faults and what they mean. Motor hums but won't start. Spins freely by hand to almost always a dead run capacitor, not the motor. Test the cap first. Motor runs hot, trips on its internal overload, restarts when cool to overloaded bad bearing, wrong cap, low voltage, restricted airflow or undersized replacement, bearing noise, shaft drag, end play to worn sleeve or ball bearings, the motor's near end of life and the drag stresses the cap. Winding shorted to case reads continuity to the frame to grounded motor. Replace it. This often trips the breaker. Open winding reads OL to common to internal brake. Replace. Wrong speed tap energized after a board or motor swap to blower moves too much or too little air. Verify the correct colored lead is powered. Tech tips and gotchas. 90% of dead PSC motor calls are actually a dead capacitor. The motor spins free, hums, and won't start because it has no phase shift. Test the cap before condemning the motor. It's a 2-minute check that saves a part. Tape off unused speed leads individually. Letting them touch each other or ground is a recipe for a shorted winding or a no start. Rotation is the gotcha on condenser fans. A motor spinning backward moves some air, so it's easy to miss, but it can't reject heat properly and head pressure climbs. Confirm rotation against the nameplate and the fan blade's pitch. When you replace a motor, replace its run cap at the same time unless you just verified the cap. A weak cap will cook the brand new motor and you'll be back. If you're forced to use a generic replacement motor at a different speed, you may need to repick the speed tap to hit the right CFM. Don't assume the same color lead gives the same airflow on a different motor. Safety/code notes. The PSC motor's run capacitor holds a shock-capable charge. Bleed it through a resistor before touching leads. Match the replacement's horsepower, voltage, and capacitor to maintain the equipment's listing and thermal protection. The motor's internal thermal overload is part of its protection scheme. Don't bypass it. A grounded motor that trips a breaker is doing its job. Don't keep resetting it. Replace the motor.